When you're in coverage or in zone or one of those things, how do you come about making that decision when you think he's going to run as opposed to he's just extending the play and still looking downfield? Because that's a tough
in zone. Depending on what dropper you are, I mean, certain zone droppers, you know, have the leeway to chase him when, you know, when he breaks the pocket. But if you got a deep zone, you don't worry about him running. When he breaks the line of scrimmage, you come rally. But when he's running, that's for the D line and the linebackers. But we don't have nothing to do with that until he crosses that line of scrimmage.
Is DeSean Jackson the best maybe deep threat that you guys will face this season? What he's shown.
I'm not looking forward to nothing like that. But as of right now, you know, it's DeSean Jackson. It's that deep threat that we're looking at right now, and we got to stay on top of him. You know, disrupting him at the line of scrimmage, just get in his head and just play ball.
You think you guys are successful if you limit big plays?
Oh yeah. We limit the big plays no matter what defense or what what the situation is. You limit big plays, it's hard for offense to drive 70, 80 yards down the field. So we'll limit big plays and get out the field on third down, we'll be good.
BJ, how much progress has Jadeveon made in y'all systems that you've noticed since he got here?
He's made a lot of progress. You know, he's working hard every day, and he's ready to get better.
What do you think about J-Jo being back on the field? He'll probably line up to DeSean quite a bit. Nice to have him back.
Big bro, man. He'll be out there getting right, getting his feet back together. And he's looking good out there, back like the same old J-Jo. And he'll be ready Sunday.